Shakira finally addressed the backlash to her 2019 Super Bowl performance. Drew Barrymore backed up her Charlie's Angels co-star Lucy Liu's story about Bill Murray. And we're talking with BuzzFeed's Shelby Heinrich about some of the wildest stories from medical TikTok.
It's October 6th, 2021.
Hey friends, I'm Casey Rackham.
And I'm Shiloh Watson. Welcome to BuzzFeed Daily.
Okay, so quickly we want to do an update on Emily Ratajkowski because she's actually very frustrated by her leaked accusations against Robin Thicke. So Emily told Extra, quote, "It's been hard for me. I really like to have control over my image, and I wrote this book of essays to share the whole story and all sides of it. And I feel like it turns into a clickbait frenzy, and all of a sudden words like sexual assault and allegations are getting thrown around rather than people reading the actual essay." Yeah, so it seems like these were leaked passages that the Daily Mail got that we were talking about yesterday. And yeah, her, I feel like what she has to say deserves to be read in its entirety and not just as a pull quote.
Completely. I feel terrible that this is like, she's already been brave enough to open up. And now the way that she wanted to do so has been taken away from her.
Well, we look forward to reading it in its entirety. So moving on, Shakira has opened up about her performance at the 2019 Super Bowl halftime show, which she received criticism for in the wake of Colin Kaepernick being blacklisted by the NFL. While singers like Cardi B and Rihanna turned down offers to appear at the show in support of Colin, Shakira accepted and ultimately performed alongside J-Lo. She recently told Cosmopolitan that she stands by her decision, saying it was a highlight of her career and that she and J-Lo, quote, had a huge responsibility and opportunity to represent all different minorities through our performance. Shakira added that she also wanted to pay homage to her Middle Eastern culture.
You know, Casey, I feel two types of ways about this. Like,
me too.
On the one hand, I'm like, if she didn't do it, someone else was going to do it, you know? They were always going to have a performer for the halftime show. And so why not take that opportunity to showcase her heritage? And I think that this was really important for a lot of people to see. But on the other hand, I feel like it's important to support what Colin was trying to do. And I also know that there was a lot of criticism for her not showcasing Afro-Latina people during her performance. So really, again, I feel two types of ways. I'm not sure there's a right answer here.
Yeah, that's fair. You know, I love the duality of opinions and feelings. Something else should have happened. And I don't even remember it, but did she even call out the Colin Kaepernick situation during?
I don't believe so.
I don't think so either. And I think that's what's upsetting too. It's like, okay, say yes, do your show, but also talk about what's important.
Right, exactly. I guess there is a right way to do something. Okay, so in other news, Drew Barrymore gave her take on the alleged argument between her Charlie's Angels co-stars Lucy Liu and Bill Murray. In case you missed it, earlier this year, Lucy opened up about defending herself against Bill's, quote, inexcusable and unacceptable behavior on the set of the movie. On a recent episode of her talk show, Drew explained how she remembered the incident.
So what really happened was Bill was just in a, you know, comedians can be a little dark sometimes, and he just came in a bad mood. And what you have to know is how much Lucy stood up for herself. And that was the great thing that came out of an unfortunate circumstance. She literally said, I do not accept that kind of behavior from you. And we all supported her and backed her up and we moved forward.
Drew added that, as Lucy originally said, while Bill took out his bad mood on everyone, he ultimately zeroed in on Lucy.
Yeah, I mean, he was straight up bullying, being awful to her. And I honestly think it is so impressive that she was able to stand up because in those situations, Bill Murray is the star. She's not. She would eventually become one. But that's like a really big moment. And yeah, I'm proud of her. And I'm also so glad that her co-stars backed her up.
Agreed. I don't love the phrase like he was in a bad mood.
Yeah, definitely not. It sounds like he's an asshole.
Right. Exactly. That's what that sounds like. That's like not an excuse. Everyone has bad days, but you don't take that out on the people you work with. But again, I'm glad that like she did have the support that she needed and that she was, like you said, able to stand up for herself because that's very hard to do when you're, well, just really anytime.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's time for another roundup of stories from the depths of medical TikTok. Today, we'll be discussing deadly wedgies, inexplicable bloating, and a common cleaning procedure that we've all been doing wrong. BuzzFeed's Shelby Heinrich joins us to walk us through these strange but informative stories. Hi, Shelby. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much. It's always so fun hanging out with you guys.
So your first story is a cautionary tale about the destructive power of underwear. So a woman named Sam in North Carolina was going on a date and decided to wear some high-waisted shorts. Definitely a great choice for a date, but not a great choice for her ass, apparently. The next day, she felt a sore where the wedgie was chafing her, and by the following morning, she was being rushed to the ER in full-on septic shock. You actually interviewed Sam for your piece on BuzzFeed. So what happened? I mean, how did a wedgie land her in the ER?
So the way Sam told it to me is she went on a daytime date with this guy that she was newly seeing, and the date actually ended up going pretty well, and they hung out for about 8 hours, which is an amazing date. Like, side note, that's crazy.
Jealous, I think we've all honestly.
Me too. I mean, I think we've all had dates where after an hour, it's like, okay, when can I get out of here? But anyway, so they're having an amazing day, and the entire time she's wearing these shorts that clearly weren't super comfortable. They were riding up a bit. Once again, we've all been there. I remember wearing those shorts as well. But she pushed through because she was having a great time. And then the next day, she felt sick and she noticed that there was kind of a bump where the chafing had occurred due to her shorts. And the day after that, still wasn't feeling great. She got some antibiotics to help treat it. But by then, it was already too late. The day after that, she was rushed to the ER in septic shock. She spent 4 days in the ICU, another 3 days in the ER. Luckily, she was able to avoid surgery and go home and rest to fully recover. But yeah, pretty intense stuff, all in the name of fashion.
Yeah, I mean, after that, do you think she regretted her outfit choice?
That's actually a good question. I'm not sure if she regretted it. I will say when I spoke to Sam, she was really awesome and she had a great sense of humor about the whole thing. She did tell me that she never wore those shorts again, That's fair. She still has them. Yeah,
but she said still she has them. I love them. Yeah, that's relatable.
Right. I mean, they're like a part of her now. So
yeah, in some ways, literally.
Yeah. Yes. Forever.
All right. Well, we'll be right back to talk about severe bloating and ear cleaning with Shelby Heinrich. Welcome back. We're talking with Shelby Heinrich about medical TikTok. So your next story is part of the classic genre of woman tells doctor she's sick and doctor doesn't believe her. Calista Dwyer is a 22-year-old TikToker who recently documented a case of severe bloating. Calista gained 50 pounds in 3 months and doctors could not figure out why. Here's a clip from one of her TikToks explaining the situation.
About 8 months ago, I gained 50 pounds in 3 months. That came with extremely painful, horrible bloating every time I ate. I had swelling in my hands, I was fatigued. I think since April, I've had 6 ER visits over this. I've had 2 colonoscopy and endoscopies, a gastric emptying study test, and no answer. My last visit at a normal doctor, I was told it was psychosomatic.
I mean, that is the worst, and it's something we've talked about on the show and we hear about all the time. I'm sure, you know, the three of us have experienced it in some way before. But, you know, this girl is just trying to figure out why she's sick, and a doctor essentially said it's all in her head. When and how was she eventually able to find a diagnosis?
So, I mean, she went to multiple doctors, which I can only imagine being the most stressful and frustrating experience. And so she finally was able to find a holistic doctor that ran, I think, a blood and stool test on her and also ran a GI map test. And they were able to finally find the cause of her bloating. So they ran the GI map test and Calista tested positive for small intestinal bacterial growth, candida, and leaky gut, which is basically like your stomach is leaking into the rest of your body. And then she also had food intolerances to, I think, about 12 different foods, very common foods too, rice, corn, potato, avocado, milk, you know, things that we mostly eat on an everyday basis.
Did she talk about it all? Like, why didn't other doctors run these tests?
I'm not actually sure. I mean, I think they all ran the tests that they kind of went through the motions of what they were supposed to do. She went to the ER 6 times. She had 2 colonoscopies, 2 endoscopies, and a gastric emptying study. But for some reason, they just weren't yielding any results. Things generally were coming back pretty normal. So I think it was just one of those things where they were trying to get that perfect method and it just wasn't happening.
So, you know, obviously you said she was eventually able to find a holistic doctor who ran these tests and diagnosed her with, like you mentioned, a series of gut disorders and food intolerances. And you actually spoke to a doctor of gastroenterology about the importance of gut health. So what were some of the important tips that you learned?
Honestly, I think the most important tip that I learned from her story and also talking to the GI is just that you need to listen to your body and advocate for your health. You know, you're the only person who really knows what's going on in there because you're the only person who's physically experiencing what you're going through. And if you're going through a process like this and you're not getting the help that you feel like you need or deserve, it's kind of like Calista said in the article, you need to kind of fight for an answer if you have the means to do so, of course.
I really hope that all of these women have their like pretty woman moment and that they storm into the doctor's office where yes. they were like denied like any kind of real help and are just like, look, like there's real, like I have a real thing. You're wrong. And I hate you.
All right. So Shelby, your final story is about a common misconception, which I think almost everyone has, the proper way to clean your ears. TikTok user Aisha Frida recently posted a video detailing her ear cleaning method, which is to pour hydrogen peroxide directly into her ear canal. Here's a clip of that.
You get that in your ear, and then it's gonna just bubble in there, right? Okay. It's gonna be like sizzling, like really.
This video has been viewed over 14 million times. People love watching gross body content like this or pimple popping or ingrown hairs. I know I do.
Oh, yeah.
But so like, why do you think secretion TikTok, which I didn't know it had that name and I love it, is such a popular subgenre?
I mean, speaking as someone who also really loves that content, specifically really calling myself out here, but pimple popping TikToks, that's my advice. But I think it's partly a sick fascination, as in, you know, you want to look away, but you can't quite look away sort of thing. And then I think it's honestly paired with a genuine curiosity to better understand our own bodies. I mean, the human body is so weird. Like it's so, so weird, as we've seen from this entire episode. And so, yeah, I think we're all just trying to figure out what the heck is going on here at all times.
So you actually spoke to an ear, nose, and throat specialist about this method and learned that it's actually the correct way to clean your ears. I feel like we've known that using Q-tips isn't great for us. So why is this method better?
So yeah, I actually was a little shocked. I also kind of knew the Q-tips weren't the way to go, but I didn't really realize how bad they actually are. So the ear, nose, and throat specialist that I spoke to said that when you use Q-tips, you actually push the earwax further into your ear, thus creating even more blockage and even more problems, which is something I don't really think Big Q-tip wants us to know. So she explained actually that, yeah, this is the correct way to do it. When I first saw the TikTok, I was like pouring liquid into your ears. Like this cannot be right. Like I had like a visceral like, no, but it actually is something that she and other ear, nose, and throat specialists recommend for safely cleaning your ears because it helps to like dissolve the extra wax that's in there. And then you can lean over and just pour it out, which is so interesting. And like she says in the TikTok, you know, it's going to be sizzling. That's the earwax being.
I'm scared to do this, but I think I am going to do it. But yeah, I always assume because I actually do see like a lot of like ear cleaning, like hacks. And you know, people do that like wax one with lighting the heat of the wax and it's supposed to clean your ears. But people have said like, no, that's just like the wax from the candle, not the wax from your ear, like blah, 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 all these things. So I kind of thought the hydrogen peroxide was the same kind of hack. Like maybe we shouldn't be doing it. So I am glad that you've informed us that we now have a safe way to clean our ears.
Yeah, me too. I was pleasantly surprised. I also was kind of like, this cannot be right. But it was just another surprise presented by, you know, this weird skin suit we call the human body.
TikTok is just...
Love that name.
Thank you.
Yes. Well, Shelby, seriously, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much. Loved being on as per usual.
That's it for today. Come back and join us tomorrow.
And remember, if you're a doctor, listen to your patients. It's as simple as that.
Be sure to subscribe to BuzzFeed Daily on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you go for your sound stories.
And please take the time to leave us a rating and a review. It helps us figure out what you like about the show versus what you love about the show. And remember to come back for more of what you love about BuzzFeed, coming to you daily.